Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to thank delegations, especially delegation of China, for the expression of support. Delegations of Philippines, United Kingdom, United States, Canada, and Republic of Korea for the expression of interests and their comments related to the initiative by Kazakhstan. And referring to the comment made by the UK delegation, I wanted to emphasize once again that the concept note is just the first sketch, and many formulations need to be clarified or corrected. In this regard, I wanted to clarify the comment by the UK related to the political responsibilities. We had no intention to duplicate or replace existing mechanisms, including UN Secretary General's mechanism. As far as remarks by the US delegations are concerned, note is taken, and we will continue working with your and other delegations to accommodate your concerns. Replying to the questions posed by Canadian delegation, I appreciate that they expressed interest in our proposal, and as far as the relation between the future agency and the UN Security Council is concerned, this proposal was meant to increase the political authority of the future agency, and we will continue to seek views of other delegations regarding this issue, and we will take a decision depending on outcome of our consultations and majority of views. Relation with of the future agency with ISU is also unclear, because delegation of Canada said that the absence of implementing agency is a challenge, and it is a subject for discussions among delegations. The role of ISU, we do not want to sacrifice ISU or the functional structure for the sake of the future agency, and but the we want to put this in a greater context. We want to discuss the creation of an implementing agency. As far as the question regarding the control of development of technologies is concerned, I believe that delegation of Canada is right. Monitor would be the better word to describe the situation. Monitor development and technology, and ensure peaceful use of technologies. Currently, it is possible at the national level, and what our agency, what our concept paper suggests is to try to consider ways to create such a mechanism at the multilateral level. And I think I partially asked the question posed by the Republic of Korea regarding the Security Council. We will continue seek views of the delegations, and if majority of delegations are not happy with the notion of relation between the future agency and Security Council, we will be guided by the views of majority of state parties. Thank you.